Wednesday was International Women's Day. Some women in the U.S. stayed home from work to highlight the economic importance of women. Others wore red in a show of solidarity or committed to not shopping for the day or only shopping at women-owned businesses. Hillary Morgan is the executive director of the YWCA in Anchorage. She says her staff struggled with how to show support but also honor women who do not have the option of missing a day of work. In Alaska, where domestic violence and sexual assault rates are perennially high, and the rate of pay for women ranks 48th in the nation. Morgan says they kept the office open to offer support for those who need it. She says low pay for women often means being stuck.
If you have $100,000 in the bank, your decisions are much different than if you have nothing. And so the economic independence for women, I think, is a critical issue. And I also think that it then empowers women to be able to make decisions about what they will put up with and what they won't put up with. The other piece of this that I feel very strongly about is that I think we need to stop looking at these issues as women's issues, because they're not.
You mentioned the pay initiative that the YWCA of Alaska has undertaken, looking for equality in pay for women. Where is your initiative now? What's happening with it, and what do the next 6 months to a year look like?
Mm-hmm. So we're at the end of the second year, beginning our third year. The first year was really spent seeing if there was a community concern about this issue broader than just the YWCA. And we did that through going to many, many companies and individuals and politicians to see if that they would endorse the initiative. You know, we were hoping to get maybe between 20 and 30 in the first year, and we now have 112. And we've only had five people decline to sign it, all of them Alaska state legislators. And so what that tells us is that this is actually an issue that is of great concern to all Alaskans.
You mentioned that overall you've had great response. There's been a handful of folks, lawmakers and businesses, who have at this point declined to participate. What's the reticence? What have they said gives them pause to not sign on?
There are actually still people that just don't believe that there is a gap.
They don't believe that women get paid less?
Yes. Yes. So, and all of our information we're getting from our own Department of Labor, the Alaska Department of Labor, and the American Cities Survey, which is a survey used to compare the largest cities in all 50 states. So we're using data that has been validated from lots of smarter people than us.
Hillary Morgan is the executive director of YWCA of Alaska.